The latest from podnews.net. Podtrac have released January 2019 figures for the top 10 US podcast publishers and top 20 US podcasts using their service. NPR remains at number one with a yearly increase in US unique audience from 16.3 million to 17.9 million. iHeartMedia has seen significant increases year on year as well, but their figures now include the Stuff Media purchase they made last year, so they're not quite comparable. Now, Podtrac only measures podcast publishers who opt in to their measurement service, and so these numbers are incomplete. And additionally, Podtrac have removed all global figures from these reports this month. In December, NPR achieved 147 million global downloads. Bob Pittman, the CEO of iHeartMedia, is interviewed in a recent edition of Ad Age Ad Lib, the podcast. When Serial returns, it's focusing on the US public school system. It'll be hosted by someone new, not by Sarah Koenig. And for some reason, the producers are keen to highlight that this will be a limited series rather than your actual season four. Chartable think we're entering the global age of podcasts. They've published a lot of stats and data as to changing habits. We'd recommend you read it. It's in the show notes and in our newsletter today. Following her promotion, Theo Balcombe from the NYT is interviewed in WWD about expansion plans for The Daily. And Apple Podcasts appears to have a branded embedded player. It's called the Mezzanine Player Prototype, and it's designed to be embedded in a web page. We saw a copy of it sent to us as part of a press release. Now, of notice, the audio is hosted by Apple, and it's available in both MP3 and OGG varieties. A Google search reveals it's been used for a Beats 1 video clip as well. In our newsletter and in our show notes, we mention three new podcasts, including To Live and Die in LA. It's a brand new investigative podcast into the death of an aspiring actress, hosted by Neil Strauss. The podcast is set to launch next Thursday, February the 28th, from Tenderfoot TV, Cadence 13, and Megaphone by Panoply. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.